Welcome to Radio Sepharad's English Corner. I'm your host, Linda Jimenez, bringing news and other features of Jewish interest to Radio Sepharad's English-speaking audience in Spain and around the world. Our trivia question for this week is, what was the main subject of the letters that Rabbi Ganek wrote to President Clinton? April 23rd is World Book Day, so before getting to our interview, I thought you might like to know the origin of this special day. World Book Day is a yearly event celebrated on April 23rd. It was created by UNESCO to promote reading, publishing, and copyright, and was celebrated for the first time in 1995. The connection between April 23rd and books was first made in 1923 by booksellers in Spain as a way to honor the author Miguel de Cervantes, who died on that day in 1616. Curiously, Shakespeare died on the same day, and April 23rd was also his birthday. In Spain, World Book Day is celebrated with a public reading of Cervantes' Don Quixote, which takes 2 days. Celebrities, as well as ordinary people, each read a paragraph of the classic. Spain's Cervantes Prize for Literature, created in 1976, is also awarded to a Spanish-language writer on that day. The prestigious prize is presented alternately to writers from Spain and Latin America. Also, Catalonia celebrates St. George's Day on April 23rd. For centuries, this has been known as the Day of the Rose, analogous to Valentine's Day. Nowadays, sweethearts, loved ones, and friends exchange roses and books on this day. Here at English Corner, we're celebrating Book Day by bringing you an interview with Rabbi Menachem Ganek, the CEO of the Orthodox Union Kosher Division, who was here in Spain recently. We spoke with him about the Orthodox Union, and we'll bring you that program in a few weeks. But this week, we're speaking with him about his recently published book, Letters to President Clinton, Biblical Lessons on Faith and Leadership. The book, which was a 2013 National Jewish Book Award finalist, has been described as a written dialogue between Rabbi Ganek and former President Bill Clinton that spanned more than 15 years. Thank you very much for speaking with us. Tell us about the book that you just published.
Well, the book we just published is called Letters to President Clinton. It has a foreword from President Clinton, and it's a correspondence about biblical themes that I've had with President Clinton for over 20 years.
How did you happen to contact President Clinton? Because 20 years ago, he was president already, wasn't he?
It was before he was president? Right, it was right before he was president. He was then Governor Clinton. And the relationship began because there was an event that he came to in New Jersey, which I introduced him at. And in my introduction, at the time in America, Time magazine was sort of mocking President Bush, this is George Bush the First, what Bush used to call the vision thing, that he sort of lacked vision. And in my introductory remarks, I cited the biblical verse in Proverbs that when there is no vision, the people perish. Bill Clinton liked the introduction. He said, you know what? I'm going to use that at my acceptance speech at the Democratic Convention. And indeed he did. And it was the rhetorical pivot of his speech. He'd say, George Bush mocks us by saying, well, there is no vision. But we know from the Bible, from Scripture, that when there is no vision, the people perish. And he kept coming back to it. He would make, what his program was. And then he'd say, but without vision, there is no vision, the people perish. And so because of that, we became friends, and he invited me to the White House, and I used to prepare sort of like a biblical missive that was related to leadership or things that were important to him. And then, remarkably, he would send me back letters about it. And Bill Clinton, he's very, very familiar with the Bible because of his Southern Baptist background, and that's how the correspondence began. And he urged me to publish a book, and I did.
Can you tell us something about the relationship between that sort of background, the Southern Baptist Protestant, I guess evangelical background, and Judaism? I know that a lot of evangelicals go to Israel, and even in the worst of times, they go to Israel.
Right. Well, Bill Clinton, I don't think, would be called an evangelical. In the country, he's had a lot of trouble in terms of, evangelicals are based mainly in the Republican Party. But he's very familiar with the Bible. You know this about Bill Clinton. He's really, really smart, off the charts. So the Bible, at least in terms of literature and, you know, the themes of the Bible are very important to him. In his memoirs called My Life, he writes that during the difficult times of the impeachment, he would go back to the Oval Office and spend hours reading the Bible, and he was very generous. He noted in his that he used to go back and read my mini sermons, as he called it, or missives. So he's familiar with the Bible. As a matter of fact, in one of the letters here, I had written him, this was early in his presidency, this was the theme of the missive, why is it in the Bible that Judah is chosen, Yehuda is chosen as the progenitor of kingship and the Davidic dynasty? One would have thought, as was certainly Jacob's initial intent, to give it to Joseph. Mm-hmm. Joseph is perfect in every way. He never sins. Does he give in to temptation? This letter was written in 1996, so it was a little bit prescient at the time. And Joseph was such a brilliant leader in Egypt. He reorganizes the economy, saves the nation from a famine. Why Judah? So Rabbi Soloveitchik had suggested that the reason is, and this was based on the Medrash, that what we look for in a leader, in a king, but in a leader generally, is not perfection. What we look for is a person who can admit a mistake, not be wedded to a disastrous policy. And that was the quality of Judah, that he admits his relationship with Tamar. So my daughter had typed this, and there was a typo there. It said Genesis 28. Bill Clinton wrote me back, and I printed the, you know, included the letter. He said, by the way, it's Genesis 38. Mm-hmm. In one of the letters, which was written by a Christian historian, a Christian theologian who's expert in the history of Christianity, his name is Martin Marty. He's professor emeritus at the University of Chicago. So he has a missive there, but he told me a story, which I included in the book, that he once went to the White House with a group of Christian clergy of all different stripes. There were evangelicals and Catholics and different Protestant denominations. And one of them, who was, I suspect, not a big fan of Bill Clinton, tells the president, this is probably during the tough times that he had, he says, Mr. President, I've been praying for you. So Clinton asked him, well, what have you been praying? So he quoted a verse, he says, from Chronicles 1. Clinton stops and says, that's Chronicles 2.
Do you still have a relationship with President Clinton and also with Hillary, or just with Bill?
Well, it's both with Bill and Hillary. As a matter of fact, I thanked them at the end, and I sent some letters to Hillary as well, so I included one of her letters. And this correspondence continues to this day, so we still write and correspond. And somebody asked me, if you give a second book, what would you call it? I said, I'll just add one letter to the book, one letter to the title. Instead of Letters to President Clinton, it'll be Letters to Presidents Clinton.
Halavai.
Is there anything else you would like to tell us about the book, which, unfortunately, I haven't had a chance to read yet?
Okay. Well, you know, I think what this book testifies to about President Clinton is, first of all, his openness and his extraordinary intellectual curiosity. After all, he's a Southern Baptist. It's a completely different tradition. And this is something that really interested him. And one thing you see about him, I've traveled with him many times to Israel, is, you know, the tremendous link that he has to the people of Israel and to the state of Israel. When he was first elected, he always used to tell the story. I remember him telling it in the Knesset. I went with him when he spoke. He said that when he was a governor, so his pastor, who was very ill, was dying, but who he was close to, asked Bill Clinton, to come to him. And he told him on his deathbed, this pastor said on his deathbed, he said, Bill, I know you're very talented. One day you may be president of the United States. God will judge you. Never hurt Israel. Always be its friend. And Clinton used to always close the story and said, and I always have been. And that is the fact.
Thank you very much. Well, that's it for this week. As always, we'd love to hear from you. So please email us any comments or suggestions or questions you'd like us to answer on the air. Our address is EnglishCorner@RadioSefarad.com. I'll leave you now with Bill Clinton playing the saxophone on the Arsenio Hall show in 1992. See you next week. Thank you.